The Iraqi political process was deadlocked over the nomination of interim Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri to hold this position for 4 years in the country's first post-Saddam Hussein government. But Mr. Jafri's withdrawal cleared the way for the naming of Jawad al-Maliki to the post, breaking the political stalemate. Speaking on CNN's Late Edition, U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Zalmay Khalilzad said Mr. Maliki is someone who can unify the country.
The problem that Prime Minister Jafri ran into was that the Kurds and the Sunni Arabs rejected him. These two groups have welcomed Mr. Maliki.
The U.S. diplomat said he believes Mr. Maliki is, in his words, a tough-minded patriot who is not subordinate to regional warlords. He added that he thinks Mr. Maliki is not influenced by Iran and said he looks forward to working with him.
He has said a number of very positive things since he was nominated, that he will work for all Iraqis, he will put a competent, independent, strong team together, that he will deal with the issue of the militias, and that he will also review the issue of how debatification has been carried out.
Khalilzad said he believes continued positive political development could be, in his words, helpful in determining how many U.S. troops to keep in Iraq. There are more than 130,000 American soldiers there. Meanwhile, a new audio tape reported to be from al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden has once again raised questions about al-Qaeda's role in the Iraqi insurgency. The U.S. envoy to Baghdad said he believes the terror network has some influence in Iraq through Abu Musab al-Zarqawi and his group al-Qaeda in Iraq. But he said al-Qaeda is far from having total control over Iraq's insurgency.
There is terror and Zarqawi that has ties to bin Laden is the leader of the Iraq al-Qaeda. And then there is a different kind of insurgency, some with ties to al-Qaeda, some independent of, and some are turning against al-Qaeda. So it's a more complicated picture than Zarqawi, al-Qaeda being the leadership of the insurgency here.
Insurgent attacks across Iraq on Sunday killed at least 11 Iraqis and 3 U.S. soldiers. Most of the violence occurred in and around Baghdad. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.